Here's the news. On Wednesday, April 16, 2025, Minister of Creative Economy Tuku Rifki Hasha met with Minister Corporatist Budi Aris Dedi in Jakarta to discuss cross-ministerial collaboration focused on job creation and development of the creative economy through cooperatives. The discussion covered strategic initiatives such as the formation of creative economy cooperatives, financing support through the revolving fund management institution, and the establishment of cooperative-based creative spaces. The agenda also included training programs in management, digital marketing, business legality, and participation in national and international exhibitions to boost the visibility of creative industry players. And on Thursday, April 17, 2025, Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, announced that DPR would prioritize the discussion of 8 bills through third session period of the 2024 until 2025 legislative year. These bills comprise 3 proposed by the DPR, 3 by the government, and 2 cumulative bills, all currently in the first level discussion stage. And this legislative agenda aims to strengthen national policies and address various developmental challenges facing the country. And that was the news. With your host Ray, we'll be coming to you for the next 1 hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And in this beautiful day on Thursday, there are many things to be prepared and many things to do before the weekend, long weekend that you might say that. And of course, you can always stay tuned with us in our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3225kHz and 4755kHz, also our application in AAA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, well listener, right now we are currently is almost having the time of vacation, just like a song from Budi Baby, Libur on You or Let's Go on a Vacation, only on Voice of Indonesia. you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure. Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery. Well, listener, don't forget to send your messages through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account, VY Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok. @_official. And of course, make sure to also send your messages to our WhatsApp in +62 821 2381 2130. So stay tuned with us in Indonesia today, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
in the legendary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world, thrives a glorious civilization. In North Sumatra, people live colorful lives, and nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent, mystifying rituals, proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities, remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you.
and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, the religious harmony is one thing that's very important for the life of the Indonesian people, and even in international life. And today here in our studio, we have Bapak Adib Abdul Somad, or better known as Gus Adib. Thank you so much. How are you?
Thank you so much.
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself? I'm good, yeah. Wish all the best. You're all the best. Okay, and then today, we're going to talk about the religious harmony, but before that, we would like to introduce you, Gus Adib. Gus Adib. He's at the forefront of efforts to strengthen inter-religious tolerance in Indonesia. This is a hard work to live for. For sure, but if you love our job, then everything will be easy for sure.
We are more of your job, too,
yes. We are more than 280 million people and 5 or 6 different religions.
Oh, yeah, religions here.
A nation that celebrates its diversity, and today our dialogue will be themed fostering harmony in diversity through interfaith dialogue. And I would like to know first, Gus Adib, so what is actually the significance of World Religious Freedom Day that we are celebrating for today for the Center of Religious Harmony here in Indonesia, and how does it align with Indonesia's commitments to fostering inter-religious tolerance?
Okay, thank you, Pak. World Religious Freedom Day serves as a reminder for our shared responsibility to uphold freedom of belief and respect of diversity. And for the Center of Religious Harmony within the Ministry of Religious Affairs, this day, this is underscore our mission to promote mutual understanding and peace among Indonesian diverse religious communities. So it aligns with Pancasila, actually, because Pancasila, the foundation of our ideology, promote and also strengthen the term so-called as Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. Through dialogue, education, and policy development, we will always continue Indonesia's commitment to foster harmonious and also strengthening religious harmony in Indonesia and for the world. Because one of my mission at the Center for Religious Harmony, we are going to bring PKB International. What does it mean? It means we are going to bring Indonesia as the reference and destination for the world in terms of religious harmony. So, Indonesia is an example, for religious harmony for the world. We can see in so many regions in Indonesia, such as in Bali, in Magelang, in Klaten, in which the practical for religious harmony can be seen through the people of there. So we are going to bring Indonesia for around the globe to see the practice of religious harmony in Indonesia, because now Indonesia is the center for religious harmony. That's the mission, and it's also a reference to our presidential astatita number 8 about the harmony, and also religious harmony, and also maintaining peace in the world.
It's a good job, and challenging, of course.
We know, that Indonesia now on the rank, religious course is from 73.09 in 2022 to 47 in 2004.
Yeah, correct.
About the harmony index.
Yeah.
So how this could, 73 to 76, I think it's a very bigger wave.
Okay, the improvement of the Religious Harmony Index, this is conducted by one of the institutions within the Ministry of Religious Affairs, so-called Badan Diklat, reflect concrete effort by the government, especially the strengthening of the Presidential Regulation number 58/2023, that Indonesian government seriously, even provide religious moderation, so-called MB, moderasi beragama, as the policy for Indonesia. And there are also many key factors that make the improvement of the Religious Harmony Index. And one of the factors, I guess, as you mentioned earlier, about the strengthening interfaith dialogue, both national and local, and even more international. Last year, we visited Serbia. We also participated in interfaith dialogue between Indonesia and Serbia, and they really try to learn how Indonesia able to protect diversity, uniting diversity. They learn from us how Pancasila ideology can unite us, things like that. And incorporating religious harmony education in schools. That also makes the Religious Harmony Index improve, and promoting public awareness campaign about the importance of tolerance and enhancing law enforcement to address hate speech, and this is important, hate speech and hoax through social media. Of course, a challenge remains, such as addressing regional disparities in harmony, combating hoax misinformation, and fostering inclusivity for indigenous and minority groups. There are still so many challenges, but we do believe through dialogue and also strengthening literacy through the media, we will be able to educate people think about how important is actually peace and religious harmony.
Yes, how important is peace and harmony.
Yeah.
And you say that this is your task, is to build harmony
Among the people. So,
So could you now elaborate on strategic policies and operational plans formulated by the Center for religious harmony to promote tolerance and also understanding among religious communities? Because as I mentioned before, that we have here in Indonesia 5 to 6 different religions.
Yeah. We also decide, that's the most important policy actually, how Indonesian governments seriously support religious harmony actually through some policies. And our policy focus on proactive and inclusive measures, such as establishing local interfaith forum, so-called as Forum Kerukunan Umat Beragama. So we provide Forum Kerukunan Umat Beragama every province and also city. We call it kabupaten or kota. There are 512 local interfaith forum or FKOB at the kabupaten and kota, and 34 province. And even more, we are preparing for presidential regulation or purpose of PKOB, which is protecting of religious harmony. And the draft is already at the Secretariat of State. And hopefully this month or maybe next month, I strongly believe it will be signed by the president. And if this regulation signed by the president, so there will be a national interfaith forum, so-called as Forum Kerukunan Umat Beragama National. So this is a reflect how Indonesian government pay attention a lot through the policy to strengthen the policies, and organizing interfaith workshop. So this is what we have done so far, and as I mentioned earlier, and strengthening community resilience against narrative through education and awareness campaign, and providing platform of youth engagement, such as I mentioned earlier before we enter into this forum, that I invite young generation and also influencers, artists, like Gen Z generations,
took time to visit my office at the Center for Refugees. We have a podcast like this, yeah. And I asked them, what is your contributions to create a peaceful in Indonesia and also for the world? Mm-hmm. And we are going to see harmony, religious harmony, from their perspective, because there are so many young generations at the moment, you know, and that's one of the strategies. And Lucky Us is the providing platform for, and also some initiatives collaborate with other institutions. Yeah. So we work across boundaries, Pak Pani, because thinking about religious harmony, it is not, you know, can be done alone by the Center for Religious Harmony, but only by the Ministry of Religious Affairs. We have to work across boundaries. We have to work together to make Indonesia as a reference and destination for the world in terms of religious harmony.
Yeah, one thing, Gus Salim, as you mentioned, there are 500 projects, yeah?
Yes.
Our interfaith forum local.
Yes,
and hopefully there will be national.
National.
And the president signs.
Signs, yes. Yeah.
My question is, who are the members of this forum? Are they all represented by all, religions, or... who has a lot of experience about interfaith dialogue, and you know, and they have a lot of reference, yeah, I guess. But it will be regulated after the president's regulation signed by the president, and there will be the regulation under the ministry level.
Mm-hmm.
So because the president regulations is too general, then there will be like interpretation through the ministry level on how to decide the nine members of the national.
I see. Yeah, thank you.
So my next question is, so how does the center develop norms, okay, standards, also procedures, also criteria to say ensure consistent implementation of inter-religious harmony initiatives across the region? Because there should be oversight, yeah. There should be a norm for that. Yeah, of course. But we basically, the Center for Religious Harmony adopts a participatory approach. So basically, we encourage a bottom-up approach,
uh-huh,
involving stakeholders, yeah, and from various religious communities, academic institutions, and policy experts.
Mm-hmm.
And some key steps include, I guess, the first thing is establishing standards guidelines for interfaith forum and activities. So we get so-called as TSK.
What is that?
TSK means harmony village. TSK Sadar Kerukunan. A village that are aware about the importance of harmony, and we have a guideline for this, the norm for that one. We call it Tuknis in Bahasa Indonesia. The Tuknis for village, harmony village.
Mm-hmm.
And we even provide them like awards. At the end of the years, we provide harmony award, and those locations who able to to show themselves as a location that able to promote religious harmony, we will provide them awards at the end of this year. And usually November or December, we provide recognition for those activists or for those local leaders at the district or provincial level who care, who really contribute, to strengthen religious harmony. We provide awards, and regularly reviewing and updating policies to reflect evolving social needs. So every single policy we review, because maybe this year relevant, next year maybe not relevant, so we evaluate like the strategy. Today our strategy, we invite a lot of Gen Z generation.
Okay.
Because those Gen Z, most 60% become leaders.
Look,
our vice president, young generation is. So we have to involve and invite them to talk about the importance of religious harmony, how importance of harmony and peace in Indonesia. We cannot even build to develop our country if there is no peace. Look at the other countries who are in conflict, tension,